This week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week is Holmes Chapel Rugby Club. The club dates back to the mid-1980s, when an advert for rugby players was posted in various places around Holmes Chapel. From there, the club has grown, from matches in farmers' fields, to where it is based now on the rugby pitch opposite Holmes Chapel train station, on Station Road. Like any club, Holmes Chapel Rugby Club has had its ups and downs, during its nearly 40-year history. And despite the challenges the club and the sport of rugby is facing, club chair Mike Caulfield highlights how the spirit of Holmes Chapel continues to shine through.
We play in the North West Intermediate Leagues, Division 2 South. We're running one team at the moment, but in that one team, and we're about a quarter away from the top of the table. For one team this year, I think we've used about 47 players throughout the season, and 20 years ago, that would have been probably enough to put three teams out a week. But we can't get those 47 players committed week in, week out. And I think that's one of the greatest challenges rugby's facing, you know, not just us, teams like Wilmslow and Northwich and other surrounding teams have really gone from running four or five teams down to one or two teams, really big clubs who have got their own facilities. We kind of use the Holmes Chapel Community Centre, so where we have a licence to use the facilities and we have our own pitch. So that's great. We don't own the facilities, but we've raised funds in the last 5 to 10 years. We've probably put about £40,000 of funds into the community centre where we've got grants from the RFU. I think we've put about £20,000 into the pitch recently for the drainage, and we've also put funds into the changing facilities. And so we've had the local community centre was and facilities were purchased by the parish council about 6 or 7 years ago. So we were able to use those facilities, which is great. It gives us our own home pitch and our home location, and we and the bar we can use, and that gives us a base. But I think the challenge for rugby in general, as I was saying, is really about participation. I think that's one of my greatest fears, is that we really struggle on the participation side now. We would love to have two teams out on a vet team regularly, but that's a real challenge. And it's a challenge because of people's work cycles, of course, people not wanting to travel far at weekends, people not wanting to get injured, but still people wanting to play in the sport we all love. We try and get involved at a community level in Holmes Chapel to promote rugby. Really just really encourage the amateur sport, because lots of the guys who've been involved with the club over the years have seen it grow, and I've also had some challenges around where rugby's been declining as well. So that's one of our key challenges, about keeping the amateur sport going in the community, really, against a backdrop of other sports and other challenges like COVID, which have really hit amateur sports in general. I think COVID has had real impact on rugby for sure. But it's a great community club, and I think that's why most folks who enjoy going down on a Saturday afternoon and putting the boots on are still connected with it.
This is a club that's been going, am I right, Mike, since the mid-1980s?
Since the mid-1980s. I think they I wasn't there at that time, but they're running two senior teams then and a vets team. So I think participation was high. It was started by a couple of guys called Di Bowden and Brian Merrick, who were also, you know, in the early days, yeah, just trying to get, again, rugby going in the community. And I think in the early days, their local pitch was on a farm, a farmer's field. So I think that's how it started, the farmer's field in Goose Tree. And they used to get changed at the local school, and then go back to the local Swan pub in Holmes Chapel.
It's amazing, isn't it, actually, how sport and a community and a club that's gone on for nearly 40 years now started off just like that.
Yeah, well, if you've ever met Di Bowden, who's you can tell by his name, he's a Welshman, and he's a very convincing Welshman. And I believe he was a very good rugby player. And certainly his son was a fantastic rugby player. I think that's, you know, in that era, you know, rugby was a very social, you know, a very social game. And most clubs in the area and in the county probably ran 4 or 5 teams back in those days. So participation in the sport was quite high. And I guess in the Holmes Chapel area and surrounding area, there was a demand there. And I think they probably tapped into that demand with their enthusiasm to pull people in, put the boots on, put a shirt on and go and play a game in the afternoon, on Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. And there's another great story, in fact, that, again, on your website, it's a really fascinating kind of read that on one of the pitches, I think it was what's now Cranage Hall, there was a large tree stump that they thought was going to be on the pitch. So two members spent all Sunday morning, I think, digging it out to get rid of this tree stump. And then they realised then that it wasn't actually on the pitch. It does show you, doesn't it, that clubs like yourselves, volunteers, and you do face your challenges, but actually it's the community spirit and the spirit of you, your committee and the other members that really kind of keeps this club going over the last 40 or so years.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know, like any club, as I said before, they have all their challenges, you know, participation. It's changed so much over that time, I think. And that's, you know, keeping people involved. I think what Holmes Chapel have is that they have that great spirit, you know, when people come along, they enjoy the social rugby, we play a decent standard, and then it's hard to leave. And then I think, you know, the social stuff that goes on, being quite a family club as we are, keeps people committed. Players come and go, but they always kind of have good memories of being with the club. And you know, we tend to get a real strong commitment over the years of, you know, participating even in playing or doing off, you know, social activities. And that's, I mean, I joined when I was about 30, 32. And yeah, that's one of the things that really stood out is the spirit they have there.
What have you got out of the sport? Obviously, you've been involved in the sport for a number of years now, including, I think, you were club captain for 3 seasons as well. What kind of you got out of the sport? What is it that you enjoy most about rugby?
Well, I think I started rugby at a very young age, you know, 8 or 9 years of age. So I was brought up through the ranks. I used to play for a team called Eccles in Manchester. And then I moved to Cheshire. So I think just the welcome, you know, what rugby can do to you, the spirit it brings, the togetherness it brings, the battles you go into and the win or lose and the fun you have afterwards. I think that's been great. You know, one of the things we do at our club is that we do regular tours. There's a guy there, a guy called Andy Partington, who organises every year. We go and tour, organises tours. We've been to America, touring. We've been to all around the UK, and those tours regularly get 30 or 40 guys attending, and we do lots of socials as well, with not just with the players, but with the players' wives and partners. So I think they're the kind of things that just bring that togetherness together and that sense of community and belonging. And I think, I don't know if you were to ask most of those guys who participate, that it's the friendships they build over that time. I think that's what they love, and they love enjoying their rugby.
As you mentioned, it's a club that has grown over the last 40 years during its time. And actually, when you look at the kind of honest list, it's a club that's had a numerous successes as well. Is that something that you've kind of been part of? Is that something the club is proud of?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the national leagues. You know, we've won promotion a couple of times. We've run in the Northwest Intermediate Leagues. We've gone from entry level at Division 5 all the way up to Division 1, and we've won cup competitions as well. And I think, you know, winning teams brings real enthusiasm. It brings motivation. It manipulates the kind of desire to want to play the sport, and it encourages folks to get involved. And we've, you know, we've had team captains over the years who really make a difference. And I think it goes back to that commitment, you know, getting the right people in the club, doing the right jobs. As a committee, the guys who run the committee focus on off the field activities, and the guys who are involved in the playing side focus on the playing side, and neither party gets involved with the other side. They're there to support each other. You know, our job as a committee is to give the playing side as much help as we possibly can on really limited funds. We don't have a big bank account, but we survive off sponsorships of local businesses and ex-club members and through grants from the RFU. And from that basis, you know, we try and compete at the best level we can. Clearly, you need bodies to do that. And you look at clubs like Sandbach, which is fantastic. They're running, you know, 3 to 4 senior teams, and they've got an amazing junior section. And it's the junior sections that really are the lifeblood of the future of rugby. And Sandbach and Wilmslow and Northwich and clubs like that really do a great job. And that's something we need to make sure we don't lose going forward.
And in terms of looking forward, obviously currently just one senior team. I think in the very early days of the club, I think there was also ladies teams as well. Is a junior section something that the club is thinking about, or is that because of the demand from the other clubs that are already well established? And actually, is that something that's perhaps not
sustainable? It's down to facilities and doability. You know, as I say, Sandbach, who are a local team to us, you know, if you go down to Sandbach on Sunday morning, they've got hundreds of kids there. It's absolutely fantastic what the commitment and what support they give. We don't have that capacity, and we do have some of the capabilities, but it's a big commitment, and we're just not geared up for that. We're geared up for the more of the senior side. We have tried running a junior section several years back, and there's real, you know, there's real demand in the area. But then you go back to the facilities and your pitches have to be of a great standard. And we've struggled with some of our facilities around the quality of the pitch. But at Sandbach, they've got several pitches, and they've got the infrastructure to do that, and they've kind of got the committee and the support base, which we don't have that strength and depth. I wish we could do it. If we could do it, you need to do these well, and you need to know what you're good at and what you're not so good at, and that bit, I think we probably start well but filter away. And where Sandbach have done this amazing job over several years in developing their youth section.
Bringing it back to Holmes Chapel this season, obviously just the one senior team in the Division 2 South. Currently, but actually you've got a big few days coming up, because I think you play Leek on Saturday, and then I think it's Congleton, two teams immediately above your team in the league. So that must be a kind of big few days coming up.
Yeah. So, sometimes I'm not sure if you're aware that in the Northwest Intermediate League, you can go with less players than 15. You can go with 13 players, but the opposition should only play with one player above. So we went to the league earlier this season, and we got a bit of a tonking off them, but we only went with 13 players. So we owe Leek a favour when they return this weekend, and we'll definitely be putting in a top performance. And I'm hopeful that we'll come away with a victory. And against Congleton, we played Congleton at home week before last, very close game, within 5 points. Again, I see that'll be really competitive again in the coming week. I don't see us, you know, I kind of see us being in kind of third or fourth, fifth position at the end of the season, the way we're going. We're kind of rebuilding from COVID and building our player base again. And I think if we can do that, we'll still be very competitive. That's what's nice about this league. You've got clubs like Sandbach who are close by. You know, everyone wants to have the bragging rights in winning those fixtures. Congleton similar as well, and Knutsford. There is a good spirit of rugby available in our area, and they're all competitive games, so that's great.
Obviously, you mentioned at the very beginning of this interview the fact that rugby is facing its own challenges with participation, in particular, I guess, Holmes Chapel I've got the 47 players, obviously the commitment's the issue. What is this something particularly you'd like to see? Do you think something needs to be done from an RFU level at the very top to try and help support clubs? Or is it just a case of people's lifestyles have perhaps changed? Or do you think there needs to be more support at kind of that grassroots level?
I think there's many factors affecting the game. As I said earlier, I think COVID kind of brought, you know, the lockdown of 2 years virtually hit many clubs really hard and stopped a lot of players who were thinking about retiring, you know, hanging up their boots. And then also it kind of put a hit on the talent coming through at the bottom end as well. So I think that's a real huge challenge for rugby clubs everywhere. I think the new laws that they're talking about bringing in and, you know, the waist high tackling will have another challenge as well. I think for those who love the sport, it's really trying to promote the game as much as we possibly can, and trying to drag folks back, you know, who played rugby or who are keen on playing rugby, participating again. And I think if we can do that's super. I think the other challenge will be we'll see clubs merging for sure. It will get to a level where, you know, if numbers do drop, then we'll see amalgamation of clubs, I would imagine. Hopefully that doesn't hit us at all, and we'll keep pushing as much as we possibly can. But we've definitely seen many teams struggling, even with their lower teams, you know, clubs who run seconds or third teams or fourth teams. That's the key, keeping rugby local, you know, so folks don't have to travel too far. You know, no more than an hour's travel, absolute max, keeping it in the northwest, and then making sure players are able to play to their comparing levels of ability, I guess, you know. And I think if we can do all of those kind of things and keep pushing, it's going to be a real challenge. I think that's my greatest fear. It's going to be, you know, there's not the flow of players coming through that there used to be, and that's something we really need to work out about promoting the game as much as we possibly can.
What for you is the best thing about being involved in Holmes Chapel Rural Rugby Club? Obviously, you've been chairman for, was it 15, 16 years now, being involved in the club. What is the best thing about being part of Holmes Chapel?
It's all about the people. It's all about the enjoying the people who share the same love of the sport that I share. You know, really, I think that they're all willing to give up their time. Whether it be the players, they're all ready to commit to the cause. They're all ready to do stuff behind the scenes and to enjoy it. I think, you know, when the enjoyment stops, people will stop. So keep the enjoyment going. And that's the key for me, really. Giving something back to a sport I've been involved with for over 40 years is a pleasure. And that's what I enjoy. And I think, you know, we just try our best to get to deliver on all those fronts, and sometimes we're not perfect by any means, but keeping that spirit going and then passing that spirit on to others who pick up the challenges is great to see, really.
What's your hope for Holmes Chapel going forward? I guess it's just a case of making sure there's a team and you keep on getting the numbers, but kind of what is kind of your hopes for Holmes Chapel Rugby Club?
Yeah, I think to grow the player base, it'd be fantastic to get back to putting two teams out every Saturday, being competitive, and being actively involved in the community. I think, you know, if we can do that and make sure we can, you know, support the players who turn up and support us and play week in, week out. I think if we can do all of that, that's more than we can hope for. But we just need to make sure we keep a line of sight on the future, and that makes sure, that's making sure you've got the right facilities and the right support network to enable all that. Because if you don't have the full picture, then, you know, you'll lose folk. And having the right, you know, support when people get injured, you know, you can get some nasty injuries in the game. You can get some minor injuries as well. So, you know, that can put folks off. So really, really having the support mechanism, whether it's being medics at the game or whether that's being coaches or whether that's people who do the treasury or all the other jobs that take place in these clubs around in the community, then those folks who do that really do, they do it because they want to do it. And that's the key thing. If people want to do it, as you said at the very beginning about Di Bowden, they make a difference.
Fantastic. What's your message to anybody listening to this? They will be probably local listening to this about getting involved. If they want to get involved, what's your message to them about getting involved in Holmes Chapel Rugby Club?
Yeah, if you're really keen to get involved with Holmes Chapel Rugby Club, whether on the pitch or off the pitch, or whether you want to be a spectator, come down to Station Road. Come down and watch a game. Come down and enjoy a drink at the bar. Come down and enjoy the banter. You'll be more than welcomed. Station, Cheshire's Silk 106.9.